This is Basement Gaming, episode 77. Welcome, dear listeners. My name is Herb, and I'm joined by my dear cousin Brigham.
Howdy, howdy.
So this episode, Brigham and I discuss if it is possible to make a top video games list and what criteria we think are important in the formation of such a list. If you enjoy the show, please give us a follow on your podcast listening app of choice and on Twitter at BasementGaming9 to keep up with us and new episodes. With formalities out of the way, welcome to Basement Gaming. Man, Brigham, we haven't done this in a while, huh?
Yeah, it's been quite some time.
Yeah, I kind of miss it, man. It's been, I feel like I haven't talked or really thought about video games and quite some time, in a couple weeks. What you been up to?
Well, I mean, I feel like the last episode was a bit like the Revenge of the Sith, where we ended on a kind of a sad note, right? Like, we talked about how there just aren't any games coming out right now. COVID's making everything getting pushed back. And apparently we're even talking about the podcast, because we after that episode, we didn't come on for a few weeks. I've been out of town. We have been seeing each other in person, actually. I went down to Texas. Spent some time there. Shout out to the birthday boy, John, previous guest on the pod. But yeah, nothing too much else. Not a whole bunch of video game playing. In terms of new video games, not a lot of new video games I've been playing, just because there hasn't been too much out. How about you?
Yeah, man, just doing some traveling. Summer traveling, you know, it's the time to do it. Went over to Europe, went to a couple countries. That was like a 2-week trip. So that was super fun. If you know me personally, you know I've been planning this trip for a while now. So
years.
Yeah, it's ever since the beginning of COVID, we bought these extremely cheap tickets. And we've just been biding our time, which is kind of scary. I almost couldn't go because I caught COVID the week before we were supposed to go. So that was a little scary. But I was able to test negative and recover relatively quickly. So I think it took like 7 or 8 days before I tested negative, and all my symptoms were gone by like day 3 or 4. So yeah, that's what I did, and then been back. And yeah, like you said, not playing any real new games. When I got back, I just started watching a bunch of shows that I missed. And the only thing I've been doing recently in terms of game wise is I started playing Detroit Becoming Human again. Become Human. I started it like forever ago, where I don't know, when it first came out on Steam for sale or something, maybe a year or two ago, and just never got around to beating it. So I'm trying to finish that up, just because I got really nothing else to do. So yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's been some news since we've been gone. God of War got a release date. I know that was one thing we were talking about before we left.
We were so doubtful. We were like, there's no way coming out this year. They would have announced it by now. Remember how down we were at the last PlayStation State of Play?
Oh my God. I think the entire community was just like, what was that? This is boring. There's like maybe a couple of fans of what have yous that are like, okay, I guess that's cool. But I think the two of us were just like, where's our God of War? And I don't know, they're doing a actual state of play for specifically God of War, right? Am I getting that right?
Maybe. Sounds like that sounds like something that they would do. Who knows? At this point, I just feel like PlayStation, they'll one day just be like, oh, by the way, it comes out in 2 weeks. I don't feel like there's like zero sort of like hoopla.
Like precedence.
Yeah, there's like no pomp and circumstance for any of their showings lately. It's just like, oh, here it is. Stay to play next week. Like, I don't even know what they're doing. They didn't agree anymore. I think they just know. Like, they know. We're going to buy the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do they really need to show us anything? So
I mean, I don't really need to see anything. I just needed a date. Just to get something. Just to have something to be excited about, you know?
I get that.
What's beginning of the date? What is the date again? It's November, right?
Jeez, dude. It's going to be stacked November.
God of War.
God of War and Overwatch 2. What are we going to play, man?
No, that is a hard decision.
It's so hard.
November 9th, 2022 is the day. Mark it on your calendar. That's coming out. something else that we're also proven wrong about E3. Seems like there's rumors flying around that it's going to come back next year. So our prediction that E3 was dead is also probably wrong.
I'm glad I'm wrong about that. I'm so excited for E3 next year. It's going to be by the same company that does all the different PAX conventions, and they also do the New York Comic Con. So they have experience in doing these consumer type shows, you know, so it's not press only. It's like open to just anybody. And I have a feeling that this E3 will be similar to that. So you'll be able to get a ticket. So I guess the question I have for you, Herb, is are we going to E3 in 2023?
Where is this supposed to be? I'm guessing California?
Yeah, LA.
That's a hard maybe.
That's hard. You know, well, we are planning this California trip next year. It could just coincidentally be during E3.
But I mean, E3 is a multi-day event.
I mean, you just got to go there for one day. You don't got to go there for all the days.
Yeah, we have to time it. I mean, that's the thing. I know you want to go to the Blizzard / I'm going to BlizzCon next year.
That's also no. That's oh my gosh, dude. I might be moving to California.
Just
next
moving
year.
To California just for a convention season.
Yeah,
just take an Airbnb for like 2 months.
I had to crash on a friend's couch for a couple months.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see.
Oh man,
that'd be kind of cool. I feel like that's be something we should do one time. E3, yeah,
for sure, dude.
Well. Maybe you'll have an E3 podcast. It'd be like the press, just be in the corner somewhere. People just yelling in the background and just having a live podcast.
I was going to say, yes, dude. That's like my dream. I want to have it record a podcast and people like yell in the back and we're just like, hi, we're on the press. Like screaming in the mic to so they can hear us.
Oh, man. We just have like John be here, right? Just like starting the live thing and then just like, all right, over to you, Herb. It's like... So here, John, we are being surrounded by neckbeards right now, and the smell is getting a little pungent, but we're all having a good time out here.
Exactly, just like that.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see about E3. We'll see if it doesn't suck. Hopefully it doesn't. But yeah, besides that, I think the big thing we were talking about when you came over and we were just trying to plan out what the next episode should be is... So a few, maybe a month or two ago, my friends came upon this top 100 game list by IGN, and they linked it to me, and I took a quick gander at it, and it was a little weird, Brigham. I sent it to you too.
Horrible.
And you and I both agreed. It was just like, how does this come about, first of all? Like, why would we even try this? Second of all, it's like, what is this? Like, why is this like this? We didn't really agree with any, well, not any, but we had some questions, essentially. So my big question is, can you really make a top 100 list where, let's say, 40% of the gaming community would agree? I think that's pretty generous. I think that's impossible, but what do you think?
Could you make a list where they were not in any certain order and you just said these games are the top 100? I'm not going to tell you out of 100 which number this particular game is. I think you could get 40% to be like, yeah, like all those games I would consider as like,
yeah,
the best games out of all the games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but when you start ranking them, like, you know, Portal 2 is number 3 and Super Mario 64 is number 7. Like, once you start getting that nitty gritty with it, that's when you start getting people pissed off and everyone starts to defend their own opinions and stances on games. And I don't think we'll have agreement in Kumbaya at all on that topic.
So, okay. So if anyone wants to see it, you can just look it up. It's just IGN top 100 games all time. But let me run through some of these here. Let's start at number 20. I'll just name off from 20 up. All right. So we have, at number 20, Undertale. Then you have Bloodborne, Bioshock, The Last of Us, The Witcher 3, Halo 2, Castlevania, Symphony of the Night, Hades, Grand Theft Auto 5, Super Mario Bros. 3, Disco Elysium comes in at number 10, Half-Life is at number 9, Half-Life 2 is at number 9, Red Dead Redemption 2, 8, 7 is Super Mario 64, 6 is Mass Effect 2, 5 is Super Metroid, 4 is Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, 3 is Portal 2, like you said. Number 2 is Super Mario World. And number 1, best game of all time.
Out of the, how many years have games been coming out? Since like the 70s. So we're talking about decades, okay?
Decades of games. The best game of all time is The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. The crowd goes wild. Yeah, underwhelming to say the least. I think this guy, like you were saying, this guy is a huge Nintendo fan. Obviously, a huge Zelda fan. To have two Zelda games in the top five, and let's see, and one Super Mario World. Super Mario World. I mean, I feel like a lot of people would agree that it's probably one of the best games ever. But yeah, so let's go with some of our grievances. My big grievances. Again, this goes into my topic here is, I think personal experience and recency bias would really go into anyone's list. And is probably why, like you said, I don't think anyone would really agree on a numbered ranking. Because I don't know how old this person is. I don't know. I'm assuming probably a little bit older. I don't know. It just says IGN staff, doesn't have the person's name. Anyway, yeah. So a gamer that's older than me or a gamer that's younger than me is going to have different opinions of the best games ever, you know? So that's that. And also, just like your personal taste and your personal experiences, it's really hard to come out and be like, this is definitely the best game ever. But at least it gives good conversation. We can make a podcast about it. But yeah, so my personal grievances is, at least for me, like I said, the fact that Last of Us, neither the first one or the second one, are in the top 10, like, already, you lost me. You know, they have Last of Us 1 at 17, and that's it. Last of Us 2, Part 2, comes in at 37, I think I saw it at. 38. The first Red Dead is 37. I love GTA 5. I don't know that it's a top 10 game of all time. Maybe it is. I'm on the fence. If I like, that'd be like a number 10 for me. I put it number 10. Final Fantasies not being in the top 20, that's kind of crazy to me. It's like one of the biggest franchises ever. How is it not in the top 20? I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
For me, something that really sticks out are things like, well, can I also rewind real quick? We talked about, you know, why someone would make this. I think you mentioned that briefly. And I think at the end of the day, like, this is made for clicks, right? Yeah. Like, in a way, they've already won because we're sitting here talking about it.
We're talking about it, yeah.
We're making a whole freaking podcast episode about this list. So, I mean, they're the ones laughing all the way to the bank. That being said, yeah, like, the recency bias, I totally agree. Like, the fact they have Disco Elysium and, like, so high up this list is mind-blowing to me. Not that I'm sure that game's a good game. I'm not saying it's a bad game. Is it better than Super Mario? Is it better than Grand Theft Auto 5?
No, I don't think so.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, this list, I'm not trying to think of, like, really just great games. And any game I think of, I can find on this list. And so I don't have a problem with, like, what's in the list necessarily as much as where it's put.
Yeah.
And the ordering is just so crazy.
Yeah. It's like I said, I think they've hit the major games. And I guess we shouldn't really think about why they made the list. We know why they made the list. It's happening, you know, why they made the list. But I just thought it was an interesting conversation about, like, the nature of these lists, if it's possible to make an objective list. And and if we were to make a list, you and I, like, what would be your criteria, right? And I think, I don't know if they hit it in terms of criteria, but let's just go into that briefly here. Like, what are some criteria you think are important in making a top 100 games list?
For me, the number one is impact on culture or game industry. So a game that has revolutionized the industry in some way. I think, like, Super Mario 64 is a great example of that. One of the first 3D games introduced, you know, the idea of using a joystick to move around a 3D space, having you know, the different boss battles that are like really unique to like this day, like certain boss battles in Super Mario 64. You can be like, oh, like this is very similar to a boss battle I did in like a Ratchet and Clank game from a couple of years ago. You know what I mean? Like a lot of the different things we kind of take for granted as like a staple in 3D platformers were invented because of Super Mario 64.
Yeah.
So,
That's, I mean, yeah, that's my number one too. I had was just cultural importance. You know, it's, there are some games like they mentioned Street Fighter 2 in here, and he was saying how Street Fighter 2 essentially just almost began the fighting game, like the fighting game genre between that and Smash Bros. Wait a minute, is Smash Bros. In here? It freaking better be.
Yeah, it is. Right above Super Street Fighter 2, as it should. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, things like that that like really revolutionize a genre, revolutionize how a game is made. I mean, another example would be like my favorite game, which is Last of Us, which really set off the whole narrative, like a narrative game, like not set off, but really took that narrative game formula and like pushed it to the brink. I think Naughty Dog has been good at that in general, you know, with Uncharted and all that. But they legit just made a movie that you just kind of follow along with. And it's not, you know, I don't know if you ever played the, like the Heavy Rain type games. You know what I'm talking about. That type of game where it's like a narrative, but you just like make quick time decisions, which is like also another genre that's like similar. But this one is a lot more like fleshed out, a lot more dynamic. But yeah, cultural importance. I mean, like we've kind of flamed them for having Legend of Zelda on this list, but it should be on this list because Zelda, I mean, it's such a cultural like phenomena, you know? So
for sure. And I think, you know, Breath of the Wild is a really good game. I mean, I think of all the Zelda games, that's my favorite one. That's the only Zelda game I've ever beaten because I usually get bored of Zelda games.
Yeah. I've watched streamers play old Zelda games. I'm like, yo, this isn't great.
It's all bad. This is
not great. Yeah, it's crazy how far a good story and a good world can carry a game in terms of like how interesting it can be. But I remember, did you mention the whole, what is it? What's the game that's above World of Warcraft that made you mad?
Oh, dude, Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, I mean, it's wow. Like, who doesn't know about World of Warcraft? Like, it doesn't matter if you're a big gamer or just a casual gamer, or even if you don't even play games at all. Like, I don't think I've ever ran into anyone that didn't know what World of Warcraft was. Yeah. I don't know that I can say the same for Final Fantasy 14.
Right.
It's like, how is this a thing?
Well, and that's where, like, I thought about more and more, and I was like, you know, at the end of the day, this list isn't the most important games. It's the best games. And I can see someone making an argument that right now, if you take a snapshot of this time, Final Fantasy 14 does feel like a better game than WoW in some ways. I don't think so. I wish I liked Final Fantasy 14. I've tried to play it off and on since 2015. It sucks. I hate that game. It's boring. It forces you to do a bunch of quests, storyline quests, that the story is not good. But people who like the Final Fantasy type story, like the JRPG kind of story stuff, like this is the game for them. And I can totally see why they would like that more than WoW. So in a way, like this person obviously likes Japanese games. I mean, they got a ton of Nintendo games. There's other JRPGs on this list. So I can see why this person would think that Final Fantasy 14 is better than World of Warcraft. At the same time, though, like if I'm making a top 100 games of all time list, I'm trying to think of the general population. And I highly doubt more people think that Final Fantasy 14 is better than World of Warcraft, you know?
Yeah. What do you think is even the best Final Fantasy game? Because that was another thing we talked about, was like Final Fantasy in general. I just felt like it should have been in the top 20. Like, it's Final Fantasy, man.
Yeah. I'm surprised, like Final Fantasy 7. That's kind of crazy. That's not on there.
Final Fantasy, what is that? 9? 19. What is that? That's 14. Okay, that's 14. I forgot Mario Woman Ubios for a second there. Let me try to find it. Is it not on the list at all?
Oh my gosh. Let's see. It has to be.
It has to be.
I was wrong, by the way, earlier. The Super Smash Brothers is towards the bottom, but it is on the list. It is. Final Fantasy VII. It's on the list. It's number 97.
What?
How was that 97 and 14's like number 23?
Oh, they got Dark Souls on there.
See what I'm saying? Like, the ordering of this list is what drives me crazy.
Mortal Kombat 11. Huh. Sounds like a... Titanfall 2 has made the list at 87. I just don't understand, man. I mean, here's nothing.
That game is good. I'm not going to hate on that one. I've heard that the storyline, the campaign for that game is like really, really good.
Yeah, I guess I just don't know anything about that game. That's another thing. It's like, what do you know? Like, how many people has played? I'd love to ask John how many of these games he's played. That'd be a good question.
He probably would have played all these games, except for like a few. Like Divinity Original Sin 2, I don't think he's played, but...
You think he's played Monkey Island 2, LeChuck's Revenge?
Okay. Know. You know what's actually funny? I think I started playing that game. They had, like, it's a point-and-click adventure game. I used to be super into those. I played Sam & Max, which is another LucasArts adventure game. So that's actually my kind of game.
That's funny. Oh, look, yeah. Inside made it. That's pretty good. That's cool.
How do you feel about League of Legends being so low? League of Legends is like 23.
The fact that it's below Fortnite makes me mad. besides that, yeah, I wouldn't. In terms of, I'd definitely put it higher. I don't know that I'd put it in the top 20. It is pretty culturally, especially in Korea. I think in Korea and in China, I think it is pretty culturally significant. It is like the most played online video game in Korea and China. It's at like every PC cafe. It is pretty significant. So I would have put it higher than the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see how it could be hard to place a game like that, like super high.
You know, the more I look at this list, I think this guy was just out for blood because he put Apex Legends above Fortnite, which is, I feel like, a very...
What are you talking about, dude? For me, Apex is better than Fortnite.
I mean, I agree, but I'm just saying, like, do the majority of people agree with you there? No, I feel like more people like Fortnite than Apex.
I mean, Fortnite has definitely a bigger player base than Fortnite. But Apex, that's again, if you ask my nieces that play Fortnite, they'd probably be like, yeah, Fortnite. Yeah, they all do.
Wow.
On their Switches. they're more surprised than I knew what Fortnite was.
Really? Like, that's funny.
You know, they're like, you know what Fortnite is like? Oh, listen to me here. I played Fortnite before they decided that they wanted to be for kids.
I haven't played Fortnite before even got a diapers, okay, kid?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here's another thing about Criteria. Do you think the sales numbers should go into effect here?
Oh, man.
I think there might be some games out there that didn't sell super well, but were pretty culturally important in terms of, like, you know, there's indie games, there's smaller games that, like, become, like, cult classics. But I think it's kind of hard to find a game that's super culturally important that doesn't have great sales numbers. So I just thought it was a good thing to think about. What do you think?
Yeah, I kept flip-flopping on that too. I think it's better to not take that into account. I mean, maybe use it as like a data point, but you know, there are so many games that find their reach years after they come out. Like you're saying, there's cult classic kind of games. There's games that were maybe not a huge success, but were very influential.
Yeah, okay, so...
Yeah, like System Shock's on here. System Shock's on is a game that didn't sell super well, but it was way ahead of its time, and it influenced BioShock, which was a huge selling game, so...
Quick Google search, reason to Wikipedia, list of best-selling video games. That number one, don't take a guess.
Number one for what?
The best-selling games, best-selling video games.
Tetris.
Ooh, close. Tetris is number three.
Oh, wow. Number three is Tetris?
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised at number two, to be honest.
Is number one Grand Theft Auto? No, it's Minecraft.
Yeah, it's Minecraft. Number one, Minecraft. Number two is GTA 5.
Okay.
Number three is Tetris. Freaking Wii Sport coming out at number four. And PUBG at number five.
Wow, PUBG is high.
Good old China, dude. That's true. 75K sales. Minecraft is sitting at 238 million sales. Oh, PUBG is at 75 million, not 75K.
It's so crazy to me. I remember buying Minecraft when it was in alpha, and they had just added the ability, the mode where they had the monsters in it. Before then, it was just like the creative mode.
Yeah.
And it was like, the game was sold overseas, so you had to like pay, so it was like in euros or whatever, and like, it was like, oh, it's 11 bucks right now, but if you buy it now, then you don't have to pay the full price when the game actually comes out. And I remember thinking, 11 bucks for this? That's a lot of money for this game. Yeah. And now it's just like, this game is like huge. It sells for like, you know, I bet it sells for like 40 bucks or something.
Is it really that expensive still?
I feel like it is. It must be.
I bought Minecraft Dungeons for one of my nieces recently. I want to say it was, I think it was like $23. Yeah.
A Minecraft Dungeons? Yeah.
If that's that, then it's probably around the same for the big game.
Probably.
This is quite the interesting list. Yeah, I didn't see a lot of Pokemon in this. Do you think that's
that's a good point. I mean, I was going through Yellow.
See, I was going through that best-selling games list, and I saw Pokemon. What number is it? Pokemon Gold, Silver, and Crystal coming out number 24 with 29 million sales.
Okay, well, Gold is the remastered version of Pokemon Yellow, I'm pretty sure. Wait, maybe not. I remember playing Pokemon I played Pokemon Soul Silver. So Silver and Gold were like, I think it was like the generation. Yeah.
They have here it is. Yeah, Pokemon Red, Green, and Blue number 8.
Okay.
On the selling list.
Yeah, that's a series that, like, I know is really popular. I just can't believe how popular it is. You know what I mean?
Pokemon?
Yeah, I'm just like, how do they get away with making the exact same game over and over again and nobody's upset?
It's all about the collector's thing. It's the collector's favorite game, you know? You're just going around collecting Pokemon. That's pretty much all it is.
People who don't even play games play Pokemon. That's what's crazy to me. Like, this is a game that transcends, like, gamer culture. You know what I mean? Like, this is like, there are people who come out and just buy Madden, people who go out and just buy 2K, and then people who go out and just buy Pokemon. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Pokemon?
I mean, it's Pokemon, man. I have the utmost of respect for Pokemon because of what you just said. The fact that it transcends the barriers of the gaming industry. Everyone knows what Pokemon is, and most people are kind of okay with it. Go ahead and collect all of your Pokemans, man.
I guess. I sound so cynical right now, but I don't know. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. Here's another one. What about awards? Do you think awards should be a criteria? Like, how critically acclaimed a game is?
No. But if you're trying to defend your point, that's a great... That's a great fact to have in your back pocket to be like, well, this game won this many Game of the Year awards, so I am obviously not wrong in my opinion, you know. But that's a very I don't know, probably a good little douchey thing to say or do. But
all right, here we go. Another search here. This is like a Metacritic thing, though. This is like a more of a Metacritic ranking thing. It's like top 13.
Not a huge fan of Metacritic.
So. Top award-winning game franchises.
Especially, we've had this conversation before. What do you think? Should user scores be part of the?
Yeah, we definitely had that
evaluation for this.
User reviews. I just think that they're too unpredictable. You know, what are the odds that a game is just going to get review bombed because of some controversy? Or what have you, or just because the internet just feels like being mean at that particular time. So, no, I don't think user reviews should be taken into account. But, yeah, this list is just a Metacritic thing. Like, they have Resident Evil as number 2. Where is Resident Evil on the top list, by the way? Is it anywhere in here? I'm sure it is, right?
Oh, it's got to be. That's what I'm saying. This list is pretty good at bringing everything that you would expect to be on a top 100 list to be there.
It's definitely there. It's there at number 40 for Resident Evil 4.
There you go. That was a good one, too.
And Resident Evil 2 comes in at 84. And that's it. Just 4. 2, that's the fair. Remastered, the remake of 2 is on here. specifically.
Yeah, which makes sense because this is the top 100 games. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I would imagine those are more fun to play than going back and playing the original versions, right? So,
yeah,
I'll give them that.
I bet there's some purists out there that are just like freaking fuming.
Make sure to send your hate mail over to basementgaming9@gmail.com.
Yeah, I totally check that email on a daily basis.
Yeah.
freaking Monster Hunter World making it in at 85. This list is just a minefield of conversation topics. It's just gems everywhere. Because like you said, these are some great games, but it's so easy to just fall into, should it really be placed at this position? Or should it be higher or lower? So yeah, kudos on you, IGN, for putting out something for us to talk about while we wait for games to come out.
Yeah, and I do want to say too, for all the gripes I have, I do like this list. Even though I don't agree with a lot of the things towards the top, I think that the fact that you're able to include all these games, like even like Monkey Island 2, LeChuck's Revenge, like I wouldn't have ever thought of that. But when it's on there, I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like that was a huge game that came out. Like it was very influential, and I've heard only good things about the Monkey Island series. Like, yeah, it makes sense to have that on there. So
there's a bit of a nostalgic feeling to it, right? You just go back and think about all these games. Like, oh yeah, I remember that time, or I remember this game, and it just makes you really think about it. I'd be hesitant to make my own list like this. So there is a bit of bravery in this, you know?
For sure.
So, like it is kind of hard to make a list like this. And you're probably gonna flame. You're probably gonna get flamed all the way down the hill for freaking making a list like this. Because, like we said, almost no one's gonna agree with you. If you get someone to agree with you on everything plus or minus like 5, I think that's a good achievement. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's like okay, someone doesn't agree that Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild is number 1, but they're like it's number 5. It's like I'll take it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's a good list. I would never do something like this just because, like you were saying, it takes way too much guts, way too much knowledge of games that I personally don't have enough experience with games to be able to make a list this large, but kudos to them for sure.
How many people do you know that's played this many games? This many of the big games, too? And I was going to ask, like, did you want to make a top 5? But the more I think about it, the more I'm like, it's just going to be super recency bias, you know? I was like, I can think of a top 5, but would it really be as accurate as I want it to be? You know?
Yeah.
Like, do you want to say a top 5?
I could do a top 5. I would probably need a few weeks, honestly, to really think about it.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, because if you gave me, like, a couple of days, recency bias out the wazoo, like, it'd be hard. But if I had some time to think about it and stew over it, I could do it.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. If you're listening to this on Twitter, at BasementGaming9, on this episode, just reply to this episode and give us your top 5 games all time. And Bram and I will think about it. We'll try not to be influenced by your picks. And we'll give our top 5 maybe next episode or the episode after that.
Yeah. Basement gaming homework assignment.
Yeah, homework assignment. Just let us know what your top 5s are. Let us know if you look at this list and if you love it or you hate it. What are some big things about it that you don't like? Definitely reach out to us and we'll talk about it because this is all we got. This is all we got until November. Is Harry Potter supposed to come out this year?
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah, right?
It's supposed to. Will it? I mean, I don't know. God of War is going to
be. We were wrong
it.
Before. Yeah,
so. We were wrong before. Who knows?
I don't think
Meanwhile, we can play Lego Harry Potter, which I have been playing recently, which. Another day, we'll have to do a podcast on like our guilty pleasure games or games we're embarrassed to admit that we've played. I think Lego Harry Potter is definitely on that list right now for me. But
dude, how is it? I mean, frickin', I'm so bored right now. I'm like, just playing with you.
it's $7, and it's actually fun if you like Harry Potter. It goes through all the different books, you know, from the movies. Has the movie soundtracks.
Is it co-op?
Can we co-op up to I think 4 players or
Virgin players.
I have it on Xbox though.
Oh come on, man! Wait, we can still do this, right? If I buy, is it on Game Pass or something?
No, you can buy through the Xbox. I don't know if you can play cross-play PC Xbox. I'll check.
Yeah, we're gonna look it up. Yeah. We both got Ninja Turtles, and Ninja Turtles is probably one of my favorite cartoons growing up. So
it's a great game.
Excited to try that out. Get our boy John on too.
Oh yeah.
Maybe
that's up to 8 play. Maybe we can get my wife to play with us.
Oh, I don't know, man. She doesn't like those cartoony stuff.
I know. We'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, I think that's all we got for this week. It's good to be back. I'm excited to play some games. Excited to talk about some games. And yeah.
We're in peak off season of games, but I want people to know like we have some good ideas for topics in later episodes. So stay tuned.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still thinking about games. Whether they're being played or not is part of our lifeblood at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, remember to give us a follow on Twitter at BasementGaming9 and your podcast listening app of choice. With that being said, thank you for listening and come back next time.
Peace.